The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Dr. Shum Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tarbiyah is very important, not only topic, very important responsibility, and very humbling, actually, responsibility. It's very difficult task, because you have difficulty, first of all, in improving yourself. We are not exactly what we like to be. I don't think any of us would be 100% happy with himself or herself. Those who are happy with themselves, either they have underestimated their potentials, or maybe they are suffering from self-admiration and from ujub. Otherwise, we cannot be happy, and we are not certainly happy. More or less, we all know of our problems. But now the challenge is more when we want to make another person able to improve, when we want to do tarbiyah of our children, our students. It's more difficult. So it's not something easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted as saying, إِلْزَمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ وَأَحْسِنُوا آدَابَهُمْ فَإِنَّ أَوْلَادَكُمْ هِدْيَةٌ إِلَيْكُمْ إِلْزَمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ can mean look after your children, can mean don't neglect your children, can mean spend time as much as possible with your children. Ilzamu. Don't let anything separate you and your children as much as you have control. Sometimes things happen that you have to be away from your children. Sometimes it's for na'uzubillah, inshallah, no one go through it. But for example, you become ill in the hospital for some days, some weeks. You cannot see your children, or you cannot spend that much time with them. Sometimes for, I don't know, work, etc. But as long as you are able and you have ability to plan, try to spend time with your children. Unfortunately, we think that when our children, this is my experience I share with you, that I'm not saying definitely this goes clearly in our mind, but maybe consciously, unconsciously, we think like this, that our children would need us more when they grow up. For example, I may think that my children, when they become 18, 20, 25, 30, 40, they may need me more. They need my attention, my time, my support more. And now that they are children, we just need to look after them, feed them properly, dress them properly, put them into good school. And the more I can work and save, for example, money, or the more, for example, I can, you know, do my own studies, etc., it's a saving. Later, when they need me more, I try to make myself available. This is a misconception in the minds of many parents. Some people told me in the past, you know, that, for example, they worked almost day and night, especially some immigrants, to save money for their family and children, buy house for them, you know, save money to send them to good school, etc. But day and night they were working. They were not with the family. But the fact is this, that the younger they are, the more they need us, and the more they benefit from us, and the more they appreciate us. And if we spend quality time with them when they are very young, there is a chance that in future also they may say, Father, Mother, I need you. I want to talk to you. I want to benefit from your advice. I want to discuss with you. If we don't give that care and attention when they are very young and want to spend more time with them because now they are more mature, more understanding, I can share with them, you know, many things. If we don't spend good time with them in the beginning, at this point, there is already so much of distance between us, emotionally, intellectually, socially, that they may not actually find us interesting. They may love us and respect us as parents, but not as someone that they want to talk or benefit from. So we have made a historical mistake that there is no way to sort it out, to fix it. Because of that misconception that we thought in future they need us more and in future I can spend more time with them. But the fact was that they need you more when they are younger and when they have eyes and ears more open to you and hearts more open to you. And it is amazing that when they are very young, how much they come to us. Even sometimes might be tiring or annoying, you know. You want to do something, you have come home, for example, you want to rest, you want to eat, I don't know, you want to study. Maybe your child is climbing your neck, you know, etc., shoulder. Sometimes you enjoy it, but after some time you feel, no, that's too much. But these are all blessings. And later, if you spend, you know, time, energy, money, you cannot rebuild this relation.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.